Remember our four words that we are part of: uphold, defend, protect, and serve. That's our motto, those four words. We love that. It takes into consideration our oath to the Constitution and our pledge to protect the people. So it's all about God, family, and country. It's for God and country. And don't forget, what is the title of our event next Wednesday? Anybody remember? What's the title of the event?
I sure do.
Do you know what it is?
Resist Temptation.
It's Resist the Temptation because it comes from the Supreme Court case. And we're going to focus on our Supreme Court case. And we're going to focus using this amazing and miraculous decision to back up what we are doing, to do what Chris Hann Hall has said, non-compliance. She's now done two movies about non-compliance. The second one had a lot to do with sheriffs helping us with our non-compliance. Folks, the best protection you can have in committing acts of civil disobedience, which are peaceful, but extremely powerful. Just ask Martin Luther King. We're trying to follow his example. That doing that is both peaceful and effective and our duty. And we will never advocate violence because we don't and we haven't. But civil disobedience is exactly what Martin Luther King did, and we can do it. And if your sheriff's there with you, that's the most effective and powerful civil disobedience you can have. Or call it non-compliance. I don't care. But folks, we have got to get more involved. And this whole thing on April 17th is to make sure that we are all engaged in the holy cause of liberty, that we're doing, that we're acting, that we're standing, that we're donating. Whatever it takes, we must join hand in hand as brothers and sisters of America and take back our Constitution. She is on her deathbed, but there's still time to revive her, but we better get moving. And so we really aren't looking for accolades. We don't want people to come up and pat us on the back. Oh, that was a great conference. Don't pat me on the back. Make a donation. Don't pat me on the back. Become a precinct chairman. Get involved in your precinct. Make sure that your votes are happening legally and honestly, and get involved with that process. And talk with your sheriff and have a relationship with him and try to get him to do a posse. Some already have them. So election integrity is the name of the game. They are stealing our birthright as Americans to choose our own representatives at every level of government. We the people bestow all power and bestow and delegate all authority to our public officials. That makes our government one of the most unique in world history. Yeah.